Hi, my dear friends. You are listening to Coco Radio. We are going to talk about travel etiquette. 欢迎收听本期的可可电台，接下来聊一下出行的礼仪。今天我们一起来聊到的是日本。在日本，我们应该注意一些什么事项呢 ？Don't tip anyone. Tipping is just not part of the culture. Don't even leave the small change.People will come running after you with it. 在日本的话呢，不要给人小费。日本的文化当中没有小费这个惯例，也不要留下零钱，不然呢，日本人会追着还给你。Don't wear your shoes in someone's house. If you see other people taking their shoes off, do the same. 进别人的家时呢，不可以穿鞋子。如果你看到别人脱鞋，那你也就照做吧。
There is a small area right inside the entrance called a janken, which is usually one level below the rest of the house, where you take off your shoes. You don't take them off outside the house.
但是要注意的是，屋子门口呢有一块小地方叫做玄关，通常呢比其他地方要低一点，是用来脱鞋子的。鞋子呢不必脱在外面。
Don't hug the people just met. Most people don't like it, especially old buck.
不要拥抱刚认识的人，大部分人呢是不喜欢拥抱的，尤其是老人哦。
Don't stand on the wrong side of the escalator.In Tokyo, you stand on the left. In Osaka, you stand on the right. Follow what other people are doing.
我们说自动扶梯不要站错边，在东京呢要站电动扶梯的左边，在大阪呢则要站右边。别人怎么做你就怎么做吧。所以有的时候呢，某一些国家的一些礼仪啊什么的还是比较重要的，所谓入乡随俗嘛，对不对？应该要了解一下其他国家的一些禁忌，不能够做的就不要做。
Okay, that's what we talk about today. Travel etiquette, Japan,
出行的礼仪。今天我们想聊到的是日本。如果说你想要关注到更多新鲜好玩有趣时尚实用地道的英语，别忘了锁定可可英语，或者呢可以在新浪微博上搜索DJ Yuki Anza 可以找到我。
Okay, thanks for listening. See you next time. Bye bye.